Greg Mendez, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, this is the 5th anniversary of Decatur's sculpture tour, and you've been involved in the sculpting as well as the planning and organizing for all of them. How did this come about?
Well, maybe a little bit longer than 5 years ago, Decatur had a Kikianga festival, and I just wanted to display a few sculptures that I had been working on. And at that point, I met some of what are now the committee members of the Decatur Sculpture Tour. What happened was I was able to display my sculptures in the Adams Public Library, along with some of Neil Wiffle's from here in Fort Wayne. And a little bit of interest was generated from seeing those works, and a committee was formed, and one thing led to another, and that following year, we had a public art program put in place.
How has the town's cultural landscape changed in these last 5 years?
Well, I think the first thing you'll notice are public pieces of art, sculptures that are lining up the sides of the streets and the sidewalks.
Isn't that a happy vision?
It's a very neat thing to see.
You share your boyhood home of Decatur with two renowned sculptors who came before you. That's David Smith and Ralph Hurst. Is there something in the water that brings out such concentrated talent in that area?
I think it's just a coincidence. It's kind of too flattering to hear my name in the same sentence as David Smith, especially.
I think that it's well-deserved, of course, and your style is really quite something. But more seriously, did their passion for the craft influence your own?
Well, I didn't even know who David Smith was until I was finished with school. I think I saw him briefly in a history book, but once I took interest in steel sculpture myself and did a little bit of research, I found out who he was, what he did, and it was at that point that the interest was generated.
You were a boxer before metal sculpting called your name. How did that switch come about?
Well, I've always had an interest in art since I was very young, and took a larger interest in public art while traveling around two different boxing matches. You would weigh in the morning, and the bouts wouldn't be until evening, so we would have a lot of time to kill in between. So my parents would take me to a park or a museum, like anything we could find in these larger cities. So it was something that I started getting exposed to more and more.
And then really started studying the whole craft. And was it always steel?
For the most part, it was always steel. Every once in a while, I'll try a different medium, but it just doesn't seem to have the same end result that the steel does. Or I guess you could say the steel demands so much, it's so physical that I think I still take a little bit of sustenance, and that helps me relate back to the boxing.
Very interesting. And while I would guess that the steel doesn't hit back, I might be wrong.
It can sometimes.
Okay, let's do some math. The first Decatur Sculpture Tour in 2012 featured 12 works by 8 artists, and this year's 5th tour showcases a whopping 31 pieces of art by 18 artists, and they happen to be from 6 different states. How do you feel about having such a wonderful increase in the numbers?
Having that many artists all in one area, that's a treat in itself. Throughout the years, we've gotten more artists involved with the program, and fortunately, they keep returning. So we've gotten to know each other quite well over the years, and it's something that I think I can speak for most of them that we all look forward to each year.
Besides forming the bond, and of course you have the artistic connection, now that you do know their work, does that influence your own work?
Oh, absolutely. Being involved with public art as a career, when you're in school or when you're younger, you tend to idolize artists from history. And for myself now, all of my favorite artists are still alive, and I know them. So this show, for me, it's one of my favorites because it does happen to involve all of my favorite artists.
That is a rare and wonderful opportunity. And how does it feel to know that you are becoming other people's favorite artists?
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I do enjoy getting feedback from people who've seen my work. And it's definitely an honor and a privilege to be able to hopefully influence some younger artists.
Including your own brother, as I understand. He has taken to the sculpting craft?
He has, over the last several years, started dipping his toes into the waters of public art. And he now has several pieces that are out in rotation and programs.
That's grand. And will we see some of those in the show this year?
Right. He has 2 pieces in this year.
And speaking of this year's show, what are a few types of things we're going to see this year we've never seen before?
The caliber of artists that are displaying down there, if you want to be able to display to whoever's next to you, you tend to step it up a bit. In particular, one artist that I can think of, local here to Fort Wayne, Neil Wiffle, is producing sculptures out of scagliola.
Explain real quickly what that is.
Scagliola is a type of faux marble that's a mixture of dry pigments and plaster. By nature, it's both additive and subtractive. So Neil has been in this program since the very beginning. And this year he has two pieces, and they're very large scale pieces compared to his previous years. Another artist that sticks out in my mind, Gary Hoovy from Ohio. He's been the People's Choice Award winner in the past year. His work already is phenomenal by itself, but each year it tends to grow in size a little bit more. This year I know he has a large sculpture, 8 feet tall, titled The Neighborhood, and it is a tree full of animals that you would find hanging out in a tree.
Oh my goodness, how exciting. And how seriously do people take that People's Choice, the voting of it and the winning of it?
They take it serious enough that they go out and they do vote. The ballot boxes are always full, and it's very interesting. I don't think in the previous years there has been a sculpture that hasn't got at least several votes, so it's definitely neat to see the statistics that everyone really does like something different.
And likes to make their opinion known, too. What more could you ask for?
Right, kind of the definition of public art.
It certainly is. The city has 15 permanent exhibits as well. What constitutes a permanent exhibit?
Those pieces have either been purchased by the Sculpture Tour program to keep in the city. There have been several pieces that have been purchased by a community member and then donated back to the city. That way it can stay there. Several pieces throughout the city have been commissioned by either businesses or private individuals to stay in place and remain as permanent piece. And then there's also several pieces that have been donated by artists that have been in the program. Specifically, one of the artists who's been involved with the program since the beginning, Matt Miller from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, donated a large-scale abstract piece that was influenced by David Smith. One of the big selling points for some of those abstract artists coming to Decatur, David Smith was a great influence in their work, and it definitely shows through. Also, another artist that has been in the program the past several years, Charles Yost from Chicago, donated a very nice sculpture and that now sits in front of our new police station.
That is just fantastic. It's really a dream come true to have that kind of art in any urban situation. And Decatur has such a wonderful showing. You must be so very proud as an artist, as well as it being your own boyhood home.
Oh, absolutely. It's a real treat to be able to walk downtown and to be able to see some of these artworks anytime you want.
Is it safe to say that this tour has or is putting Decatur on the art map as regards artists wanting to show their stuff here?
I think that's very safe to say, especially when you look back at the amount of artists and works that we had the first year. And it is a show that when I'm out at other programs, the other artists heard about the show starting to grow and are asking how to become involved with it.
That's grand. How has the emphasis on public art changed the way that Decatur thinks about itself? Not just the artists, not just the committee members, but generally speaking, what do you see different in the town?
Well, I think there's a little bit more awareness to the history that goes specifically with sculpture and Decatur being the David Smith tie. Like myself, a lot of people really didn't even know who he was until some attention was brought to it. So now I think that's something that the town is really embracing, and it's kind of the type of story that you would read about in a novel or see in a movie. And it's comforting to know that things like that really can happen, that someone coming from a small town can follow their own ambitions and do something great.
And for someone that's never been to Decatur, maybe, and certainly never been to the sculpture tour, why should they go?
Well, I would invite someone to come to Decatur and take the tour and see all of the sculptures that are on display, with the hopes that they'll find at least one piece that makes them take a moment to stop and think about what that piece might be trying to say. I think that's the very definition of public art, to get someone to stop, look at a piece, and find their own relation to it. So with the amount of pieces and the caliber of work that we have this year, there has to be one piece that every individual would be able to find that with.
Greg Mendez is a professional sculptor and a committee member of the Decatur Sculpture Tour. Greg, thanks for sharing your busy prep week with us, and enjoy the show.
Oh, thank you for inviting me up. This is a lot of fun to sit and talk about.